As a fresh graduate, or perhaps someone who's looking to graduate soon, you're wondering, what can you do to succeed in that first interview? Stay tuned as we go deeper into this particular matter on the Zista podcast. Welcome to the Zista podcast, where we invite industry leaders and academicians to answer questions that students have within a particular area. Today, we're focusing on what you can do to succeed in your first job interview. Joining us today is Vikrant Kapoor from Technicolor. He's an HR professional with over 24 years of experience and has worked with some amazing organizations like Genpact, Accenture, Conduent, and Better.com. Let's go straight into the session. Vikrant, thank you for joining us once again on the podcast. We're delighted to welcome you back and do one more smashing episode with you.
I'm glad to be here again, Amit. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Vikrant. Today, we're going to focus a lot on, you know, the job hunt aspect. So a lot of students who are young grads or who are going to be graduating really soon, I think it'll be nice if we can talk about some strategies that can help them. And I thought in that context, I'll ask you a series of questions.
Sure, so, absolutely, very happy to.
All right, let's get going. Starting with, what do you think are some of the key skills that you need to be successful as a professional? That, you know, skills that are perhaps not necessarily taught in academic courses.
That's a very interesting question. Honestly, when I was in college, hotel management, I memorized all of my course books thinking that that's really what I need to become successful, but honestly didn't really work that way. So I would really not call it a skill, Amit. I think there are realities in the working world that are material, you know, and those realities cannot be captured in a curriculum. I think some of these things, which are very, very critical when one starts working at a firm, is understanding the context of the people that you work with. You know, what are their expectations? Your supervisors, what are they needing you to do? Your peers, what are they expecting of you? What do you expect to achieve from a firm? And responding to that, no one talks about that in the college, right? In colleges or as a part of our curriculum. I think the other thing which is probably underplayed a little bit is the great Indian Jugaad or creative problem solving. You may not always have to traverse from point A to point B to point C to point D. You could actually take a shortcut from point A to point D much faster, but also not losing sight of point B and point C. I think another very critical, you know, one of the things that we learn at schools and colleges is to get the right answer. The whole concept, the accent on perfection, I think that's misleading. It's always progress over perfection. I think, you know, the last time when you and I were speaking, you talked about chipping away at it. You can never get 100% or a successful product, successful outcome right the first time. It always takes multiple steps, multiple iterations, you know, two steps forward, three steps backward. How to not to get discouraged by that? And last but not the least, I now don't mind losing a small battle for a bigger win. Right? There will always be small things at workplace that will bother you tremendously. But in the larger scheme of things, they don't matter. They really don't matter. All that it needs is putting your mind to an outcome that you need in a day, in a month, in a year, for your team, for your firm. I think these are the things that we don't discuss at school. These things, and probably you can't change that either because you can't bring that whole working experience to a college or a school, but these are things when one starts focusing on, when you start working, I think it translates into defining a very successful career.
Thanks, Vikrant. I think the advice that you gave is really grounded and rooted in realism. So I think students will really benefit from this. And you know, you're not saying anything which is textbook stuff. It's really stuff that you've learned in your life, that you've seen in action. So it's really happy that you're sharing this.
Yeah, glad to. Yes.
Right. Vikrant, I wanted to ask you, you know, there are some subject areas where you have a really large number of students graduating in those fields. So you have a lot of graduates and perhaps fewer jobs. So if a student is thinking, how can I leverage my academic experience to stand out? Is my academic degree enough? Should I look at some add-on qualifications? Should I look at some relevant work experience prior to attending my interview? This is a lot of the questions that are swimming in the minds of students. So anything that you could, you know, say at this, you know, what can students do to actually stand out at the interview or maybe just before? How can they prep themselves to do well in the interview?
I think I wouldn't undermine the importance of academics. I think the academic study, the knowledge of a subject is important, continues and will continue to be so. But there's a very strong role of what is beyond academics. And that is becoming very, very relevant in here. I think, you know, not to also overemphasize the focus on academics, I think, Amit, we all know instances of school and college dropouts who've become massive. They've become massive successes on the back of their passion, ingenuity, application, and bias for action. I think that's where I'd like to focus a little bit on. What are our students learning aside from the academics? To the point that you made, what beyond academics? I frequently, in my role here at Technicolor, at my previous firms as well, I frequently come across students who are going through college and seek opportunities for internship. Two things that happen. One, several firms have very strong, very well-established internship programs that run for 2 months or 3 months, 6 months as well. But the second, it's very impressive that a lot of our young talent today is eager to learn more, is eager to participate in the job market, is eager to learn at a firm real time. And that sets them apart. The other thing that happens when someone joins or does an internship, they're able to translate their academic knowledge into material experience. You know, they're able to live what they have learned in the school in an office through an assignment by working alongside others. It builds, it expands their capability, right? You've got the theoretical knowledge, and now you've been able to implement, and you can see what challenges does one encounter in practical implementation of that theoretical knowledge. Interestingly, at Technicolor as well, we run academies with a network of partners that provide folks with who have an interest in animation, visual effects, gaming, in the computer graphics sector, structured programs over 2 to 6 months. And a lot of young talent is participating in these programs. I don't think it is only about your curriculum or your course anymore. You've got to go beyond it. You've got to learn more. If someone has an opportunity to do an internship at a firm, pick up an additional course, learn, experiment, fail, make new friends, you know, in new ecosystems. But my advice would be to not to limit oneself only to the academics. Identify and explore your innate talents and play with them. Yep. And the beautiful thing about this is those experiences that one gains in an off academic environment, they show during the job interviews, the conviction, the body of the work that they may have got, understanding of people dynamics in a real time organization, in a living, breathing organization. That will translate in the responses during an interview. So honestly, I think a lot of our young talent today does it, and I would encourage a lot more of our young talent to do it.
Yep. That's nice. You know, it really makes a lot of sense. I can relate to it personally. Way back when I graduated from my commerce degree, I was working for a few years before I went for a business management program. And what I realized is that when I was sitting in the classroom and I was hearing some of these concepts, I could actually relate to what the professor was saying because I had done something similar while I was working. So what you're saying makes a lot of sense about really getting a chance to try out what you may have learned in your specific course, but also gathering a lot of experiential learning, which can help you relate to the content you may learn in the future as well. You know, so it's the real world experience is invaluable. And if students can get a chance to do that, participate in internships, it's really a game changer. So thanks for highlighting that.
Yeah.
I wanted to also ask you about the importance of networking. So let's say you're a recent graduate. And you know, you want to start networking, not only with your peers, but also for people from the industry. Any tips that you can share with students on how they can be more effective in terms of networking?
Yes, I think, you know, while I'd like to say that building networks is easier, nurturing networks is definitely more difficult. So while, you know, I can share a few tips on how one builds networks, I think it's also important to call out how do you really nurture them. Every industry typically has a whole lot of seminars and offline seminars, but today with the presence on social media, there's a significantly larger opportunity to students, to graduates, undergraduates, to participate in online seminars. The most important thing is once a student has identified their choice of career, industry, what is it that they want to do, specialize in, they should start looking for forums and platforms where there's a lot of dialogue going around on that skill set. Or there are seminars happening on that subject in that industry. On the technology side, for instance, there's a lot of groups, you know, there's a lot of groups where technologists who are expert in a certain programming language, they get together, they work together, they solve problems, they solve bugs, they create new use cases, and then they build new models for new use cases using that programming language in different industries. So I think the most important step is for a student who's looking to join the workforce in the next few years is to identify what is it that they really want to do, what skill set, what career stream, what specialization, and then start actively scouting for forums and platforms where a lot of dialogue and discussion and opportunities are underway. That is one. Second, I think they should reach out. LinkedIn today is a massive, massive platform where you can pretty much reach out to anyone. You can ask questions, you can seek consultation, you can ask for an opportunity to work at a firm as an intern, right? The good thing is a lot of organizations and firms are welcoming to students who are seeking support. That again goes to building the network, right? When you've worked in an organization, you get the opportunity of working with folks in an entirely different setup, and that really becomes a network. You know, I think what typically happens is a lot of inertia. A lot of times our workforce, young students, they don't want to start a conversation. There's either inertia or there's a fear in the mind, okay, will this person like it? What if the person doesn't respond? Don't let that come in the way of your starting a conversation, right? People look out for talent that speaks up for themselves. So every time a student or a graduate would reach out to a leader on LinkedIn, more often than not, there will be a response. If nothing, it'll be a no. That's all right, right? But trust that the energy will pick up, right? If you reach out to other folks, if you start interacting with other folks on different platforms, forums, seminars, learning opportunities, internships, etc., you'll come across people, and that group of people will start forming a network. Don't let the inertia of engaging a conversation or taking the first step come in the way. To me, that's very, very important as an advice, Amit, as well.
Vikrant, it's a lot about overcoming your own beliefs or limitations that you may be imposing on yourself. You could even say overcoming your own fear. Yeah. But when you start taking that steps, when you start taking those steps, you really get a good response. So I think that's really nice the way you put it.
Yep.
Vikrant, I wanted to ask you two more questions. One of them relates to the element of searching for a job. So sometimes people are, it's common that many people know what they want to do. And sometimes you have people who may not be as clear about what they want to do. But when they're searching for jobs, are there anything that students can do to be more productive, or any mistakes that they can avoid?
Definitely. I think, but before, you know, talking about the mistakes that folks, students sure. looking for a job can avoid, I think the one thing which is given before any job interview is being ready for that job interview, right? yes, there are no shortcuts to success. So preparation, preparation, preparation for that job interview. Understanding which is the firm that you're interviewing with, who are going to be the interviewers, what kind of questions are being asked, what kind of questions have they asked in the past, what kind of who joined the firm in the previous years. Going back to the question on networking, reach out to joiners from the same college or a different college or anyone, you know, in the ecosystem who joined the firm previously, get onto Glassdoor, find out more, right? I think all of that is a part of preparation. It's a must do. You know, you miss any of those elements and you skip a beat, right? But I think there's a lot more which also happens during an interview. And I'm, you know, probably going to share some of that from my own experience, which was 24 years ago, I guess. I was always a nervous interviewee. You know, the fear of unknown, who are the interviewers, how would they perceive me? I knew the answers to all of those questions, right? Of course, you know who the interviewers were, the firm that you were interviewing for. But there was always this massive overhang of an interview that would frighten me, make me very, very anxious. I used to overthink. I'd be worried, et cetera, et cetera. So anyone who has that fear of how am I going to perform during the interview, what kind of questions am I going to get asked? My advice is to interrupt that process of overthinking. Do something that engages your motor skills, literally, you know, something that engages you, your muscles, to do something. Maybe do a mandala art, draw something, paint something, write something, take a walk. It calms the nerves. And if for some reason, you know, one is still anxious, the other reality about anxiety or nerves is that they're there, they exist, and they're feeling like just any other feeling, right? One's got to acknowledge it and move on. Don't let that feeling take over. Because once you're inside that interview room, it typically and always, it falls in place when you hear your own voice answering the first question. Your voice will find you and you will be able to give your best to the interviewer. But at the same time, do not lose the track of preparation prior to an interview. Very, very critical. Cannot overstate it.
Thanks, Vikrant. That was a really good response. And I think there's some tips there that students can use to really excel in the interview. It could be their first interview or perhaps even one that's happening later in their career, but the advice about preparation and you know, searching the firm, connecting with people, looking at reviews on Glassdoor, all of them are really relevant. And I think students can benefit from this advice. How can graduates prepare themselves to excel in job interviews, especially if it's their first professional interview?
I used to do this, you know, so hotel management, I studied at IIM Pusa, and I would go back to graduates from previous years and talk to them. How's this firm? How's this property? What have you learned? So I think it's a lot about research and prior to the interview.
Awesome. Thank you once again for being on the podcast. I really enjoyed this discussion and, you know, learning from you, getting some great insights. So thank you once again, Vikrant.
Thank you so much, Amit, for having me over. It was a great interaction. Look forward to our meeting soon.
There's so much we learned from Vikrant. He shared experiences, gave us some good advice, and all of that was grounded on his real world experience and insights. I hope you enjoyed this session. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Keep getting notifications as and when new content goes live. You can follow us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Our handle is The Zista Podcast. This is your host, Amit Ahuja, signing out. Till we meet again, we'd say, stay curious.